So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the chayim lechriya leitefach. In places where they add the extra amount while the produce is weighed, the chemini must tilt the scale one tefach in the buyer's favor. Therefore, mokum shenogu lomid bedaka loyamid begasa. In places that are accustomed to measure in small utensils such as a kav, one may not measure in large utensils such as a saw, six kav, because as Rashbam explains, tav hefsid lelikeach. This causes a loss to the buyer for two reasons. The ein loy kiyam hechra echad, he receives only one additional hechra instead of six hechras, and im neshem meichik betzimtzim, a larger utensil can be smoothed closely and the buyer receives less. And vice versa, begasa lo yomid bedaka. If they measure in a large saw, one may not measure in a small kav because the mafsid meichir, shem she'enu yochel limcha kol kach. This causes a loss to the seller as a small utensil cannot be smoothed closely and the buyer receives more, and they must give away six hachrais instead of only one hachra. Limchik li yigdush, ligdush li yimchik. If the custom is to smooth out the measuring utensil, one may not heap it even with the seller's permission, and vice versa. If the custom is to heap it, one may not smooth out the heap even with the buyer's permission. The Gemara proceeds with the source to this halacha, along with 10 other halachas that are alluded in the simon, ein ma'ainen ve'ein goitchen by gardemin, uvalitra, shleisha ve'eser, nafesh, mishkales, memchik, avo, loisasu, loyasa. Ein goitchen. Because the Pasuk states, Eifa Shlema, as the Rashbam explains, Tzach She'eyo Eifa Shlema Shleyov L'dei Ramaos. The measures must be wholesome in that one cannot deceive the other. And if one were to change from the accepted custom, others might assume that this is the custom, and they will deceive the seller or the buyer. And as the Braisa adds, Am Ha'reinim Meichlik B'mokim Shegeitchen, V'lifchis Loi Min Ha'damim, even if the seller lowers the price for smoothing the measure, or he raises the price for leaving it piled, and all are aware that the price was changed to abide by the custom, nevertheless, one may not do so because the Pasuk adds, Eifa Shlema B'Tzedek Yilach, as Rashbam explains, Avze Yachal Lovel De Ramois, De Ike De Chazi B'Medide V'Lo Yada B'Pchasu B'Tosefes. Others may not know that the price was changed, and they will assume that this was the accepted custom, and they will deceive each another. One may not balance the scale in places where they tilt the scale, and vice versa, because the Pasuk states, Evan Shlema. And even Lifchis min Hadamim ulahisaf al Adamim, because the Pasuk adds, Evan Shlema b'tzedek. Bagardamin, the Pasuk states, Le Yilacho b'kischa Evan ve'evan gedeilu katana. The words Yilach teach, Shemamidin agardamin limidis. Bezdin appoints people to monitor the weights and measures. However, Ein Mamidin agardamin l'sha'arim. Bezdin does not appoint people to monitor the prices, because as the Rashbam explains, the imze roitza limker b'yeker, yelcho ha'loikhin lo'isa shi'itim b'zol v'yimker zeh b'zoil al-karchai. If one person wants to sell for an expensive price, the consumers will buy from others who sell for a cheaper price, and this person will be compelled to also sell cheaper. However, Yitzchak disagrees and says, Mamidin agardamin bein lamidis bein l'sha'arim, v'mnei ha'ramoin. Bezdin does appoint people to monitor the prices because there are unscrupulous people who wait until all the others sell for cheaper prices and then sell for an expensive price. Balitra, Tan Rabban hoy mevakesh mimenu, reveal litra, shoykele reveal litra. Bezdin initiated even small weights such as a quarter of a litra. However, if someone wants to buy even a smaller amount, the seller may not make a smaller weight, but rather weighs with coins. Shleisha. If a person wants to buy 3/4 of a litra meat, the seller weighs all the 3/4 litra of meat along with a 1/4 litra stone against a litra stone. But he does not weigh each 1/4 litra separately because, as Rashbam explains, this causes a loss to the seller as he cannot measure them closely and the buyer receives more than he should. Esser. If a person wants to buy 10 litra, the seller weighs them all at once and gives him one hachra for them all because, as Rashbam explains, the seller would suffer a loss if he weighed each litra separately, as he cannot smooth it out closely, and the buyer would receive more than he should. Nefesh. Nefesh maznaim tluya ba'aver gimel tvachim. V'gavoyim in aretz shleisha tvachim. The fulcrum of a balanced scale must be suspended at least 3 tvachim from the ceiling and ground. The beam and strings of the scale must be a total of 12 tvachim in length, because as the Rashbam explains, On a large scale, a greater distance is required so that when it is tilted, the scale does not hit the ceiling or the ground. The Braisa proceeds to explain that smaller scales require a smaller distance from the ceiling and the ground. Mishkolis. Tan Rabban Einosin Mishkolis Leishal Bat, Veleishal Avar, Veleishal Gisterin, Veleishal Shamini Matchis. The weights may not be made of bat, tin, avar, lead, gisterin, alloy, or other metals, because as the Rashbam explains, v'mneisha peichsin v'holchin, metal will corrode and the weights will be reduced. The weights may be made from stone or glass because they do not corrode. Memachik, tarabon, ein oisin ha-mechik shal delas v'mneisha hukal. The level used to level the heap may not be made from the rind of a pumpkin because it is extremely light and removes less, thus causing a loss to the meicher. The level may not be made from metal, because it is extremely heavy and removes more, thus causing a loss to the lekech. Aval, Isehu shall zayis v'shal egis shal shikma v'shal eshkaraya. The level may be made out of wood from an olive, walnut, sycamore, or boxwood tree. Ava, Tarabanan, ein oisin es amachik tzide echad av, v'tzide echad katze. The level may not be made with one side thick and the other side thin, but rather both sides must be the same, either thick or thin, as per the custom. Le'yibchik b'vas achas, sh'amoichik b'vas achas ra'al amoichik b'yofal l'kech. One may not level the food in one quick sweep, because it takes off less and causes a loss to the meicher. And le'yibchik ma'at ma'at sh'ra'al l'kech v'yofal meicher. One may not level the food slowly a little at a time, because it takes off more and causes a loss to the lekech. Leisasu. The pasuk states Leisasu avu b'mishpat b'mida b'mishkal u'b'mesura. The word b'mida refers to zumedidas karka, to measure the ground, and teaches shleyimded le'echad b'meisachamo la'echad b'meisach shamim. If two partners bought one piece of land, the seller may not measure with a rope for one partner during the summer and for the other during the winter, because as Rashbam explains, b'meisachama hachavol yavish. During the summer, the rope dries up and becomes shorter. The word b'mishkal teaches, le'yatmin mishkaleisa b'melach. One may not bury his weights in salt because they become heavier and cause their loss to the meicher. The word b'mesura teaches, le'yartiach. When a meicher measures liquids, he may not allow the liquid to become frothy because nirikimole. The cup appears to be filled when in fact it is not, and the lekech loses. And ekpida alav taira b'mesura shi echad mishleishim v'shisha b'luk. The taira was concerned for even the small amount of a mesura, which is only 1/36 of a log, and certainly for greater amounts. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Asal adam shiisha midach haseira ayisir b'teich beisai, v'afilihi avit shal meimei reglayim. A person is forbidden to keep an inaccurate measure in his home, even if he designates it as a urinal, because as the Rashbam explains, it is possible that he might wash it out and use it to measure with it. Rav Papa makes the following distinction. It is also only in places where they did not affix seals to the weights, and there are no inspectors who check the weights. Mutter ba'asur dechasimi. It is permitted in places where they do affix seals to the weights, or mahandasi, the inspectors do inspect the weights, because ilechazi chasim aloy shakel, the customer will not buy without a seal, and the seller will be afraid of the inspectors. The Gemara, however, concludes, v'lohi zimnin de mikri bin ashmashas u mikri b'shakel. It's forbidden regardless of whether they affix seals or have inspectors, because he might use the faulty weights in the busy moments before Shabbos when the inspectors do not check, and the lekech is too rushed to realize that there is no seal on the weights.